Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Chicago Tribune food critic, how are you today?
I'm great, Lisa, and it's just been too long.
It has. We had a conversation with Justin Larius at Del Sur Bakery earlier. I cannot wait to try what he creates.
I heard, and I can attest to just, like, everything is just magical there.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's talk about the Michelin stars. One that resulted in a demotion. Grant was not happy about that. Actually went online and said something, which I thought was kind of unusual. What do you think is behind that?
Well, you know, I went earlier this year and reviewed the restaurant, and I have to say that I was really shocked by a lot of dishes just being like overly salty and sweet and truffled. And so I unfortunately was not surprised that, let's put it this way, I was surprised that Michelin actually took away a star, but I was not surprised for the reasons why.
We are, let me tell people too, we're talking about Alinea, which is, how many years have they had Michelin stars? I mean, the highest rated Michelin star restaurant in Chicago, right?
Yeah, so Michelin first came to Chicago in 2011, but Alinea, as you're saying, the modernist tasting menu restaurant in Lincoln Park, has been open for 20 years this year. They celebrated the 20th anniversary. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, and even with the issues, the problems that I had with my two dinners at around $500 each,
yikes,
you know, it's still the most important fine dining restaurant in Chicago. It's influential. It is, you know, still really very important. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how they progress. But yeah, so that was kind of the big story before the actual ceremony happened on Tuesday night, when we had good news, though, in Chicago, too.
Yeah, tell us about the restaurants that have been recognized.
Yeah, so the two restaurants that got another star, or I should say that one of the big news is that Feld, which is a farm-to-relationship-to-table restaurant in Ukrainian Village, got their first star. And when they first opened, they got so much online hate. It was relentless. And then I finally got a chance to go and review the restaurant last December. It was amazing. And Lisa, I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite dining experiences ever anywhere in the world.
Oh, so my gosh. This is a woman who worked with Anthony Bourdain. No one knows food like you do. And you're saying, and spell the name of that restaurant?
Feld, F-E-L-D.
Okay.
And it's just really so amazing, and it's such a Chicago restaurant. Even though not everything's a local ingredient, it is really so deeply rooted in you know, the food and the drinks. They have this non-alcoholic drink pairing where they're making some of the drinks themselves. Stunning. And so that was one of the big stories. And then Kasama got their second star. So they had one star. They finally got their second star. They're probably best known to a lot of people for their Filipino-inspired breakfast sandwich and also their Italian beef-inspired sandwich with longanisa sausage and adobo pork. But their finer dining Filipino tasting menu at night was something they never intended to do. They wanted to just – so Jeannie Kwan, who is a pastry chef, and her husband, Tim Flores, who's Filipino, they just wanted like a little neighborhood restaurant. They didn't want to do a fine dining tasting menu. But then the pandemic hit, and they realized the only way that they could survive and also, you know, keep their employees, in jobs, was to do the fine dining menu that they didn't want to do. And it is amazing. I mean, I literally was moved to tears by my experiences there. And so they got their second star, which was a big deal.
Yeah, that really is. I remember when you gave me the tip to go there in the morning and grab pastries, which worked a few times until the last two times when 100 people were also waiting to get a pastry in the morning. And then on your recommendation, I did go for the tasting menu at night. Oh, my gosh. I've not had a meal like that ever.
Mm-hmm. Very personal. Filipino inspired, but again, really personal because, you know, Tim grew up in the, you know, Chicago area. And so understands, again, everything from influences from the Italian beef sandwich to, you know, really like his finer dining interpretations of traditional Filipino dishes and ingredients. And the tip on breakfast, I'm sure, I don't know if we should share, Lisa, is order ahead online and then you can pick it up to go.
That's right.
Like with 100 people. Yeah. But we'll share the love.
Yes, absolutely. You're the best. Thank you for joining us. Please come back.
Thank you, Lisa.
Follow her on Instagram. Every one of her posts will make you hungry. That is Louisa Chu, and you will find her articles at ChicagoTribune.com.